8 years ago, last month, Chicago White Sox right-hander Philip Humber did something only a handful of other guys had ever done before. The former College World Series winning pitcher at Rice won a rare perfect game for the Pale Hose at Safeco Field against the Seattle Mariners. Hi, everybody. This is Sports and Commentary. Welcome to the show today. My name is Greg Stewart. This is a program that you help us sustain. You help to sponsor it with your generous tax-deductible contributions to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. You can find us at WWIB.com for all the info you need to connect and give. Philip Humber played for six MLB teams and nearly had two no-hitters the year before the perfect game. But on that sun-splashed Saturday afternoon at Safeco Field in Seattle, he made history.
He swung. Brzezinski has got to throw it down. It's a perfect day for Philip Humber. On the 21st of April, 2012 in Seattle, the 20th perfect game in regular season history. How about that?
Yeah. The famous words of Hawk Harrelson, the Chi Sox play-by-play man. How about that? How about that for sure? Philip Humber, 37 years of age now, husband and father, living in Texas in real estate, retired from professional baseball, is back with me on Sports and Commentary to chronicle that perfect game, 2012, April 21st, 2012 in Seattle. Philip, welcome back to the show. All right, last time you got us through the eighth inning. The pressure is mounting. Fans starting to cheer for you because they want to be part of history there. Take us through the ninth inning and that final pitch.
You go sit in the dugout, and I would always pray, during the game. I remember telling the Lord, like, hey, I want this to happen. I'm just being honest. Like, I want this to happen, and if it's your will for it to happen, I'm asking you to allow it to happen. Just guide my hand and allow it to happen. And so, I went out for the ninth inning, and I'll be honest, the zone that you get in as an athlete where you're just kind of in the moment and, your body's working freely, I kind of left that. I was more of a spectator for a little while, just kind of like really, I guess more hoping, for something to happen than just continuing to focus on my job. And, the first hitter I faced in the ninth inning, I threw three straight balls to. And so it was 3-0, and it ended up, somehow coming back and striking him out and get the second guy out. So now you're standing on the precipice of, being the 21st guy to ever do this in the major leagues out of, 200,000 some odd games that have been played. And, the crowd is on their feet, and, the hair on the back of your neck is standing up, and, the guy worked his way to a 3-2 count, and my mindset was, I'm not giving up a hit. So you may I may walk you or whatever, but I'm going to make sure I get out of here with at least a no-hitter, And so I wasn't in the mood to just, lay a fastball in there, in 3-2 just to try to avoid walking somebody. So, and AJ, our catcher was, he was thinking the same way. And so he called for a slider. And I jerked it, about 3 feet, outside, like I said, very tense. And so when it left my hand, I thought, well, that's it. I walked this guy. And then I saw the batter, take a check swing at it. And those things, they can go either way, because it's totally up to the umpire, what he thinks, whether it was a, an actual swing or not. So saw the umpire, give the signal that he went around, and the ball's trickling away. And so I'm yelling at AJ to go get it and throw him out at first. And, the batter was still, arguing his case with the umpire. And so it became a fairly academic, point. At that time, AJ just made a simple throw to first. He's out. And before I knew it, all my teammates were on top of me, and we're celebrating, and just a great moment to be able to share with them. Every single guy that was on the field that day made an out, so it did feel like it was a team effort, even though it's an individual kind of accomplishment. It took a team to make it happen. And so that was fun to I've never experienced a dog pile in professional baseball, and you usually don't see them during the regular season. And, so for just a regular season game in April to have everybody on the field celebrating was really cool. And then just in my own mind, just thinking like, man, how far we've come, me and my wife and my family and everybody that supported me, seeing the ups and downs, and then, to have a moment like this, it's just unbelievable. And so a lot of gratitude. And then on top of everything, my wife's 9 months pregnant with our first child. And, he was born 10 days after that. So as far as people say it's all downhill from here. I can't imagine having a better, 10-day stretch in my lifetime than what I did, from April 21st to May 1st that year.
Yeah, I tell you, watching the video of it just sends chills up my spine, and I can't imagine what it was like for you that day. But the thrills and chills were not over for you. We'll talk about that next time on the show with you. Philip Humber, just one of a select few to ever throw a perfect game in a major league baseball contests. And Philip, thank you for being here. Great to reconnect, and we'll get back with you. God bless you.
All right. Thanks, Greg.